Good morning, 70 degrees in Coffeyville. Hope you're having a good one. It's time for Ask the Experts once again, and we have Keith Boma on the line from Sun Group. How are you doing today, Keith?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well. I know it's going to be a warm weekend, but I think I'm going to try to enjoy it because it's going to be cool before we know it.
Well, that's true, and I can't wait till it gets cool.
But we need
it's,
rain.
Actually, pretty nice this morning, but yeah. I know it's going to start getting warm.
Yes. So can you tell me, what auctions do we have coming up?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll talk about it. We got a couple land auctions that we got going on right now. Actually, there's 9.2 acres. This is in Butler County, and it's a great place to build a home. And it is between El Dorado and Augusta, and that's about 7 miles south of El Dorado and about 4 miles northeast of Augusta. So this is located in a pretty good place, a small acreage. I know a lot of people looking for that small acreage stuff. So that one, it's online bidding only. And so we just actually opened that up yesterday to start taking bids. So if someone wants to get on there and look at that and place a bid, you can do so now. Some people may have already seen it. Or if you need some more information on it, just let me know. Let's see, we also have 78.3 acres of land coming up for auction. That's going to be over here by Rose Hill. It would be a great place, again, to build a house, any kind of rural development. It's going to be coming up, too, and you can bid on that one online. But either one of them, if you need a little bit of information on it, just let me know. Still got some of them listings I've been talking about. If you want to check out all of our listings that we have here at Sun Group, just get on our website, sungrouprealestate.com. And you can go right in there and check them out. And actually, you can go in, and there'll be a section for auctions, too. And you can go in there and look at our real estate auctions and our personal property auctions. So, which kind of rolls me into the next thing that I'm going to be talking about today. And I'm going to be talking about our personal property auction that we're going to be having coming up. I'm going to kind of go over some of the things that's going to be there. This one's going to be down here in Longton. So for those who might not know, that's just about 30 minutes on west of Independence off Highway 160. And this is going to be October the 1st at 9 o'clock, and we're going to have a lot of great items that's going to be in this auction. So we've got some pictures you can find on our website that'll give you more. Some of these sell bills, be looking for them. We're getting those put out yesterday and today, so be looking for those at the local store, gas stations, and all that, and you'll probably be able to pick one up. If not, you can get on our website, like I said. Facebook, too. You can go Keith Belmont, Realtor Auctioneer, Sun Group, Inc., and you can find all my listings and auctions there, too, and it's kind of a good place to go because I get a lot of pictures on there, so... probably can see the most pictures actually from there. So just for your information. So some of the things that are going to be in this auction is going to be trucks, truck parts. We have a 75 Ford F-350 custom. It's a flatbed truck, 4x4. It's got a Butler bed on it. It's got a cattle 3C feeder, cake box, digital counting feeder, that is. We've got an 01 Chevy 3/4 ton. Now, the motor in that, they believe, is bad, but it's got a nice economy bed on it. It was a 4x4 truck, 180K that was on it before the engine. They had problems with it. Got grain truck, a couple of grain trucks. I don't believe that they're running, but I don't know what it would take either. Maybe not a lot. There's a 95 Dodge Ram 2500 V10 that's going to be in there. It's 4x4 as well with 150K miles on it. 76 Chevy Custom Deluxe, 4x4 with a heavy-duty bumper on the front of it. That doesn't have a bed, but it's a good running sound truck, that's for sure. I've heard it run. We also got, there's, when I said parts, there's cab parts for Toyotas. There's truck, we got Tacoma truck beds. There's a couple of those I know. There's a bunch of older, later model 70s Ford truck parts, cabs and fenders and truck doors and those types of things. Also, there's a brand new engine and a lot of other engine 300 six cylinders. That's what he ran in those Ford trucks. So one of them's brand new. It's still in the crate. Got the plastic on it. I just pulled it back to get a picture of it on the sell bill. But there's a brand new one. There's several of those parts. He's got some transmissions in there, some transfer cases, some more blocks, 300 blocks. So a lot of truck parts that's going to be in this one. So if you're if you have an old truck that you're trying to put back together, you need some parts or something, it would be a good place to pick them up. Or maybe to some people, that's scrap stuff. So whatever you guys want to do with it, it's an auction. So either way. So we're going to have some tractors in it. We got a John Deere 4040, and it sells with a loader. Got a nice loader that it sells with. Also, we got a 8N Ford tractor.
I just saw that. I'm looking along with you. Yeah, we've got an 8N up at our place in North Minnesota. Uh-huh. Those are great.
Yeah, yep. And we also got something I think that's kind of unique because I haven't seen one before. But that goes on that 8N. There is a bucket, a hydraulic bucket.
There. Really?
All hydraulic. Yes, and that goes on one of those little tractors. So I thought that was pretty neat because I haven't seen one that's been hydraulic. So,
oh, man, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So, and maybe there's other people that have, but I just haven't came across one yet. So there's a Harry Ferguson tractor, and for those that don't know, that's kind of like, mind you, have one of those little Ford 8N tractors. That's going to be in there. And let's see, trailers. We got trailers. We've got real nice 24-foot gooseneck trailer. It's got the optional little dovetail on the back that you can set it up or down. It's got the ramps. Real nice trailer. We got a little stock trailer, 12-foot stock trailer that's going to be in there. Also, we're going to have guns and ammo. We got several guns. Let's see, we've got a 12-gauge. We got a Mossberg 243, Savage model 93, caliber 22. We've got, what else do we got? We got a 30-30 bolt action, more 22s. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have some ammo too, some 45 auto, let's see, 222s. Let's see, Remington 32 auto 22s. I mean, we're going to have quite a bit of that stuff too. So just to kind of briefly go over that, that's what's going to be there. Farm equipment wise, we got a 24 foot cruise disc that's going to be in there. That's a 952A for those that know more about those. And that's, like I said, about 24 foot long. There's a 15 foot, Rhino, Batwing Bushhog that's going to be in there. John Deere brush hog, that's going to be in there. It's a 709. There's an International 2350 loader, front-end loader for a tractor. It's in real good condition. Let's see. We got a hydraulic belt spear that goes in the back of your truck. John Deere drill tires. Cake, we got a few of them, several, actually, I would say. There's probably closer to five or six of them. But there's a Bar 6 cake feeder that we're going to have in this auction. Fertilized spreader, Bell Spears. Here's another Diamond S feed box. Yeah, so we've got just kind of an array of farm ranch equipment that's going to be in there. We got an ATV. It's an 07 Honda Foreman, 4x4. It's a 500. It does have a winch on the front of it. So pretty nice condition. The back tires look pretty new to me. And shop stuff. We've got some DeWalt stuff, and it's brand new DeWalt stuff. It's the 18 volt system, but it's like new. He's even got a half inch impact drive system in there. Let's see, there's quarter inch drive. There's cutoff tools. There's a lot of tools that we're gonna have in there. Typical shop stuff that you're gonna find. There's some chainsaw. Honda generator that's going to be in there. There's even, let's see, there's a Snap-on half-inch impact that's going to be in there. And just lots of miscellaneous stuff. I mean, we got battery chargers, ball hitches, you know, propane bottles, oxygen acetylene bottles that's going to be in there. Yeah, again, just a lot of truck parts. And we got some boat motors. There's going to be, I think, 4 boat motors in there. There's some brand new tires. Still got the stickers on them. I think they're the P225 60 R17s. Got some 20-inch ones, 18-inch, 15-inch. Again, there's a pretty good array of stuff. It's going to be a pretty good auction. If you can get out and find a sell build, then check it out, or get on our website at sungrouprealestate.com. You can look at it that way. Or again, get on the Facebook and you can find me on there and you can see a lot of pictures. We get a lot more things, like I said, on there. So that's going to be October the 1st, and that's going to be down here in Longton. And if you got to Longton, up to the gas station there on Highway 160, you just turn south there on Kansas Street, which is basically the main street that goes through town, and you just go all the way to the end. And I think that's about 7 or 8 blocks, and you'll run into the fairgrounds that's going to be down there. But if you have any questions on it, on any of this stuff or whatever, or real estate, just give me a call. You can reach me on my cell at 316-680-5131, and I'd be happy to give you some more information on whatever it is you're needing.
Yeah, and I had a question. I guess, say if someone is going to go to this auction and maybe they're eyeing some of the larger items, maybe some of the project vehicles and that sort of thing, obviously probably best to bring a trailer to the auction to get it at that time. Is there any provision, say, if you need to come back and pick something up later? Is there any provision for that?
Yeah, good question. And yes, if you need to come back, because then that happens, because you end up buying more than you think, or you just buy a few loads of things. And if a person needs to come back, or if you need a day or two, you just talk to one of us and we'll work with you on getting it all out, because we understand, that it takes a little bit of time sometimes, especially, when you only maybe have that day to do it or whatever. But as long as you work with us, we're willing to work with you. And we'll have a little tractor there too on site. So if you buy some of this bigger stuff, we'd be happy to get you loaded up. And sometimes you got to be patient, because everyone normally at the end's ready to get loaded up. But anyways, we'll have a tractor there. We may even have two. And if we do, that'll help out even that much more. But we will be able to help with all that too. And we'll have concession stands and all that there too. We'll be set up for the day, and we'll start on a lot of this smaller stuff, like normal. We'll start on the shop stuff, but we go through it pretty quick too at the same time. So when we get, we'll keep it rolling. We don't have to keep everyone there forever. We like to get through them and get everyone on the road and out of there. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. Give me a call, whatever, and I'd be happy to get you the information you need.
All right. Well, Mr. Beaumont, I really appreciate having you on the program this morning.
Yes. Yep. Thank you so much.
All right.
We will be talking with you guys soon.
Absolutely. You have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
All right. That's Keith Beaumont from Sun Group Real Estate and Auction and Appraisals here on the Mighty 690. And when we come back, we will continue with Open Line on KGGF.